Mornings. TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for a Hollywood Connections Beauty Queen special. Now here's Deidre.
Hello, hello. This is Deidre Veronica in Florida Reporter Lifetime. And thank you for tuning in to chat with Deidre. I have a special guest tonight. She is a radio personality, comedian, host, voiceover artist, funny lady, Miss Marilyn J. How are you tonight?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, gods, goddesses, queens, all the amazing entertainers, and wonderful listeners out there. We need you. We love you. And it is your crazy, sexy cruise, Miss Marilyn J. Happy to be here.
It's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. So I am just so curious about how your career started and what made you to decide what to do in your career, and how did you get to where you are now?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you who I am. Again, I'm your crazy 62. But my background is filled with a lot of professionalism and a lot of corporate America. And having to be so straight and narrow from 9 to 5 and do the right thing and say the right thing and not really tell people what they need to be told, I needed an outlet to express myself and have some fun and relief. And literally, I got on stage the first time just to have fun and just talk crap about my life and experiences. Mm-hmm. And people enjoyed it. It worked out well. And so I did it again and again. And still bringing laughter to people. I enjoy it. They enjoy it. And that was good for the soul.
That is awesome. You know, comedy is so important. I make sure I laugh every single day. What's like one thing that makes you laugh that's relatable to other people?
Well, I'll tell you, being here in Tampa, for all our listeners out there, because I know we have listeners all over the world. But being here in Tampa, Florida, I love going down to Ybor City, and I love people watching. And I'll say that all people are interested, because I'm sure somebody probably people watching, and they lifted me, and they had a laugh. And that's okay. but I love people watching. And that's probably one of my most favorite things, good people watching.
Yeah, have you ever saw something when you were people watching and just put that into like one of your comedy pieces?
Oh God, yes. Inspiration comes from everywhere, all the time. And I tell people, don't be on the look. People think, oh, you're going to like this, you're going to say this about me. I'm thinking, no, I'm not. And usually those people, I think, want to be a part of your routine secretly. But inspiration comes from everywhere, all the time. And, I'm just open to it.
That's awesome. Who would you say is your favorite comedian or your favorite comedy movie?
My goodness. There are so many great, is what I'll say. And the thing is, everyone has a different style. There are different, of course, genres of comedy and that thing. So I have many, many people whom I adore. And whom I look up to. And one of the things that I love is comedy movies. And again, I think laughter is good and healthy for the soul. You should laugh every day, good and hearty and healthy, and watch funny movies. I'm a fan of funny movies, for sure. But if I say some of my favorites, I wouldn't want to leave anybody out because, like I said, I do have some really, really good ones and great. And I wouldn't even want to disrespect anybody.
Yeah, of course. There's so many great ones. They've made us all laugh. And laughter just, I just watched a comedy movie a few days ago. It's called Family Camp. And it was just a funny movie. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely watch it. It's a family movie, but it was so funny. And it just opens people up to just let that barrier come down. So the comedy is such a opener and conversation starter. So how much do you think comedy is needed right now, especially all the tough situations that we've been through for the past couple of years as a nation.
Oh, comedy is always needed, whether we're going through something or we're not. I think for just the balance of life, or just the continuation of life, we're going to go through things, and there will be highs and lows, and good times and bad times. And, you know, that's just a part of life. Things change and evolve. And I think that's actually a wonderful thing. So we just got to continue to keep on trusting. It shows us, you know, who's the best. It shows us who we are. Now, just to make the best of ourselves, make the best of situations. And so many things are created in these times. People are creating materials. People are creating new ideas and businesses. And I think that's absolutely awesome. Yes, we should keep on laughing through all of it. Again, to stay healthy and to stay beautiful. Because, again, laughter is medically proven to be healthy. But it also makes you look better. When you smile, you instantly you look better.
Yeah, that's so true, definitely. And so I know you're also, you hosted radio. What is your, the best thing about hosting radio and getting to talk to people and play music and things like that?
Well, that was a wonderful experience. And I tell people that opportunity came literally from me being determined. And I had set my mind up to do something. I said I wanted to work in radio. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I was going to make it happen. And literally that day, I went to 3 radio stations and left my resume. I went to WTMP only to pick up tickets I won on the air because I didn't have any more resumes. And I didn't even consider that station because it was small. But literally I walked into the station to pick up tickets I had won, and the GM offered me the position to be on air right there on the spot.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yes. So that was amazing. Never was in radio a day in my life. But I walked in. I was just genuine about the station. I had enjoyed it. I was happy I won the ticket. And I had just shared with her a little bit about myself. And, you know, I guess I'll say the universe brought everything into place at that moment in time and gave me that opportunity. And it was great. And I loved it. So working in radio is a lot of fun. I'm sure you enjoy it too. Comes with its perks, which is great.
Wait, so what kind of music did the station play?
Well, I'll tell you guys, and for those, again, we're on this particular station, but that station is actually one of the oldest stations in the city. And it is R&B. They play R&B and old school hip hop. And they're actually one of the oldest African-American stations, and they were the only station that played African-American music up until the early 80s when one of the other stations came along.
Oh,
so that station,
awesome.
I think, is about 60 years old now. Yeah.
Okay, so what would you say was a good lesson that you learned from hosting radio or something that you still carry with you today?
Well, I'll say opportunity lies everywhere, and always be open. Be open to be who you are. Be open to express yourself and your talent. You know, my thing is comedy, and I like hosting and singing and making people feel good and have a good time. And everybody has a gift out there. Whatever it is, just do it a little bit every now and then. Who knows what will happen? But tune into who you are. Show up authentic as whoever you are and own that person. And you'll be blessed and opportunities will come and you'll enjoy your life.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. I mean, you just walked into the studio, had no idea you were going to host radio, and I'm sure you've impacted people's lives when you were doing that. It's really important because so many people are listening right now, just hearing your story, so that could definitely impact someone. And so for your comedic career, when you're on stage performing, do you have anything that, before you get on stage, do you have any, routines that you do just to kind of prepare yourself to go in front of all these people and perform?
Well, I'll tell you, I love being entertained myself and enjoying comedy. So as much as I like to make people laugh, I love to laugh as well. So I always like to make sure that I'm putting myself up with good laughter and good things, and that way I have more laughter to give. And just going on stage, I enjoy it a lot. Like I said, people come for something, you know. Like I'm blessed to have something to give. So it's enjoy the opportunity because it's, like I said, 360, we go full circle. And I love it.
That was awesome. So you also did voiceover work. You're a voiceover artist. So what kind of voiceover work have you done?
Well, and that a lot came with the station, which was fun, able to record a lot of different commercials and things, and even pull out things within myself that I wasn't know there, sounds and voices and different types of laughs and that type of thing. So that was awesome as well. And, again, you know, you're in radio, you're able to hear yourself. And, again, being in comedy, you know, using my voice is just another way to use my voice to entertain people. And, yeah, that was a lot of fun, too.
That was awesome. So what would you say are the best ways to spread positivity? I know you said comedy, you know, it can be used in any situation, but what would you say is, like, a great way to just spread positivity when someone's feeling down? Like, what's a good way to just spread positivity?
My thing is always with a smile. I said smile can change anything, and that's what I said earlier. If you smile, you know, you look better. You laugh, you definitely feel better. So at least start with a smile. If you can at least smile with yourself, about something good in your life, you're off to a good start. Because no matter what, you know, we can all say, what do I have to be thankful for? Or what one thing went good today? If I want one thing, even one thing, what one thing went good today? And smile about that. And that literally, that the change in your face, you know, medically proven, man, medically proven. Changes the chemicals in your body. And that can be a start. So smile about something, find something that went good today. And yeah, and go from there.
Yeah, it's so true. Is there a comedian who has, you know, you listened to them or something that you've watched that just made you laugh when you were, like, feeling down and it just was so memorable to you?
Well, I mean, one of my favorite movies is Major Payne. I love Major Payne. And I love the way they're hilarious. They're talented. They're awesome. They're just silly for no reason. And I do love the game. But Major Payne is a movie that I love. And, of course, off of Wayne Stanley as well as White Girls. That's another movie that's kind of hilarious. Some that I routinely watch, you know, just to get in a good mood. And something new that I found I'm going to put everyone onto is Black Lady Sketch Show. And it is produced and written by Issa Rae and... Oh, God, I can't think of the other lady's name. I feel so awful. I mean, she's something. She did, I think, she wrote on Saturday Night Live or one of the major sitcoms. But they're super talented writing. The show is hilarious beyond. It's hilarious, okay? If you want to laugh and just fall out all night long in your stomach, watch Black Lady Sketch Show. Your stomach's going to hurt. Great show.
That's so cool. And it's so great that, like, comedians have, like, other comedians that they look up to and that, like, who are inspired by them or who inspired them and encouraged them. Do you have someone in your life that really, like, encouraged you to do comedy and who has really helped you along the way?
I would say definitely my son has been supportive without a doubt. And he always wants his mother to be happy. And do whatever she wants to do. So he has been supportive without a doubt. And then I've had a couple of close friends who are supportive and definitely give me good feedback. And that's to be appreciated as well. Okay, so I had to get it right. It's Robin C. I had to give Robin C her respect. I apologize. From Black Lady Scripture. Because she's super talented. Okay. And the show is awesome. But yeah, Robin Dean and Issa Rae have put together this show. And it's funny. It's something to hurt. I'm telling
you. That's awesome. So, do you have any upcoming projects or upcoming shows?
Right now, every other Sunday, I host at a bar and lounge called Illusions here in Tampa Bay, Illusions Bar and Lounge. And actually, that is live music on Sundays, which is really, really nice. We get a little bit of live music. I get to host a little bit of funny entertainment. So that's pretty good. And then just whatever else comes up on the calendar. I'm available for booking, and I am open. So I may pop up anywhere at some time at any moment on anyone's stage, whoever welcomes me. And, of course, I sometimes get around and do the open mics as well just to say sorry.
That's so cool. So how can we find out more about your comedy shows and things like that? Do you have social media or a website?
Yes, connect with me, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out and touch me, not physically, but reach out and touch me socially, and reach out and touch me back socially. You can find me at Ya Crazy 62. Let me say that one more time. Ya Crazy 62. And that is Ya Crazy 62 across all social media things. And if you want to find me on Facebook, they will not let you call yourself Ya Crazy 62 on Facebook, okay? But if you want to find me on Facebook, look up Funny Lady as one word. If you type in Funny Lady as one word, Miss Marilyn J. will come up. I am the only funny lady out there on Facebook. Funny Lady as one word, Miss Marilyn J. Find me out there on social media. Let's connect and touch socially, have some fun, smile and look good and laugh and feel better. And enjoy this life that we have.
That's so exciting. I definitely appreciate your comedy and all that you do. I definitely always love to laugh. I need it. I think we all need it, especially with all the tragedies happening. We just had another recent tragedy happen yesterday. So I know the world is in mourning, but it's great that we can all pray together and then comfort one another and just make sure to still have joy in our hearts and also heal. I think comedy is much of a healing process. It helps the process of healing. So is there any last words you'd like to say? Anything else you'd want to any last minute words just about comedy or anything else that you're doing?
Well, a huge to film and a huge you to dance talk as well. Thank you guys for having this opportunity. Thank you for welcoming me to your show. You were a great interviewer, so I definitely enjoyed my time with you today and this platform. And it definitely was a change and a switch up in sort of the tone and what the station had going. So we appreciate that opportunity. Definitely, I do. For allowing us to change up the tone, despite, again, what is going on, what has gone on. And, again, you know, I said smile, but definitely smile at someone, and if they're open to a different hug. A lot of people need hugs right now. And, again, I'm talking about stuff that's medically proven, and you can reference this, but it's medically proven that a hug can change someone's attitude and their mood and improve it in a positive way. So a lot of people need hugs, compassion, love right now, smiles and laughter. Thank you for letting me bring it to you guys. I'll continue to do that, connect with you, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Well, we hope you have a blessed night. Thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Have a great one.
Bye. All right, so that was a great interview with Miss Marilyn J, and now I have Jackie Watson on. Thank you so much for calling in. I have a few minutes. If you would just like to talk about your show, Women Empowering Women with Jackie and Deidre, and where we can watch the show.
Yes, yes. I have a show called Women Empowering Women with Jackie and Deidre. This show here is every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Preach the Word Network. Basically, we talk about scriptures and living our lives by biblical principles, how to navigate the Word of God and how to put the Word of God into practice in our lives on a daily basis.
That's so awesome. And you were recently nominated for the show at the International Christian Film and Music Festival a few weeks ago. So how was that experience for you, you know, doing the show and then being nominated, being recognized for the show, and being a part of the awards ceremony?
That experience was pretty awesome. It was a surprise being nominated for the show. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And I wasn't even submitted for that category. But the Lord worked it out that I was selected and I was nominated as Best TV Talk Show Host. I didn't win, but an amazing experience. And I give all the glory and all the praise to the Lord for the opportunity.
That is so awesome. Yes, I was there too. It was an amazing award show. The International Christian Film Music Festival happens every year. They just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. So we're going to keep putting great Christian content out there, faith-based stuff. Make sure you watch Sundays, 2 p.m., Women in Power, Women with Jackie and Deidre, Preach the Word Network. You can find it online. You can watch the live TV. Go to preachthewordnetwork.com. And yeah, thank you so much, Jackie, and for all your success and working on the show and being nominated. Appreciate you for calling in.
Thank you.